Welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger. Today is Friday, September the 21st, 2018. This is The Daily. A Nintendo 64 trademark has recently been approved by the European Union Intellectual Property Office. It's just a black and white outlined image of a Nintendo 64 controller. But according to Business Insider, a trademark controller logo for the NES and the Super NES was filed before the release of the NES Classic and the Super NES Classic. The actual logo can be seen on the box art of the classic consoles. So, is this a hint for what's to come? Will the PlayStation Classic have a competitor for the holidays? I will say that if it does happen, I'll be pretty surprised. There's a new Pokemon coming, a new Smash coming, they just unveiled the Switch Online service, and to throw another classic console in the mix during the holidays? It sounds like it could be a bit much. Also, the previous classic consoles were announced during the summer. The NES was released in November 2016, and the Super NES was released in September 2017. I feel like it would be a late announcement in comparison, but maybe they've been waiting for that trademark approval. So, for those who are anticipating the release of an N64 classic, keep your fingers crossed. Anyone out there miss Wii Sports just a little bit? Well, so far it doesn't look like Nintendo's bringing it back, and we all know that 1-2 Switch didn't do the job. But Ubisoft just announced a new Switch game called Sports Party. It's a new sports minigame compilation featuring tennis, basketball, golf, frisbee, skateboarding, and jet skiing. It'll also have local multiplayer with up to 4 people. In the same fashion as the game Go Vacation, this was originally released on the Wii back in 2008 in Europe, but most likely has been graphically updated. It will be released on October the 30th. And keeping the release party going, Blaze Blue was announced to come to the Switch as Blaze Blue Central Fiction Special Edition. This was announced at the Tokyo Game Show and no further details were given, but just another awesome fighting game to look forward to. And here's a feel-good story for you. Following the recent Nintendo Direct, Chris Taylor, Twitter user @SpookyWoobler, tweeted that he was scared that he wouldn't be able to play Super Smash Bros. Ultimate because he has terminal cancer. Fortunately, every now and then, social media does some good in the world. After thousands of retweets from Twitter users, Chris was given the chance today to play after two Nintendo reps visited him with the E3 demo. Based on his tweets, he was able to play for 3 hours with a local friend, his brother, and his mom. I'm really happy he got his chance, and I applaud the Twitter community for their calls to Nintendo to help make a dream come true. And that's all for today. Don't forget about the release of Xenoblade Chronicles 2 Torna the Golden Country out today. There's also the Community Day for Pokemon Go tomorrow, and the Splatoon 2 Splatfest going on starting at midnight tonight. And a quick shout out to A Rotten Rainbow Podcast for following on Anchor. Thanks so much for the support. If you'd like to support this podcast officially, go to anchor.fm/Nintendo Seconds and click Support This Podcast. And finally, if you have any feedback, feel free to send me a voice message on Anchor or send me a tweet on Twitter at LPTiger, LPTYGER. Have a great weekend, and thanks for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.